Hello and welcome to the Dina Joe podcast. I am DJ Dina Joe, your friend coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you and hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and I have the best people in the chat. Thank you so much for your likes, shares, downloads, all that support. I have lots to go over today, and I need to find my show where it went. Holy moly. No, please don't tell me it's gone. All right. Welcome, Bam Bam. Hi, Mike. Hi, BB. Good to see you guys. Thank you so much for coming in. I was in the other screen. I still got to figure that one out. excuse me. Holy moly. Did you guys have a good Halloween last night? I know Bam Bam did. Hi, Bella. Good to see you. Say hi to everybody. Get this in there. Hi, Jameh. Good to see you. We didn't have anybody come to our house. Not one. But it's been like that for years. BP, did I say good morning to you? Good morning, BP. we didn't have anybody come to our house. But again, it's been like that for years. It's been like that. We used to have a neighbor who, their house literally was Halloween. They would start, they had a haunted house, and it was fun, but it wasn't fun to the point that they built, I mean, they had this structure in their front yard year round. So, and they would take part of it down and then have part of it up, and then it would go along the backyard. It was pretty crazy, and there would be hundreds of people that would show up to this haunted house, and they would always, it was their Christmas. They were those type of people, you know, they loved Halloween that much. They would collect money and donate it to the veterans, and then they would also collect food and give that to the local food bank. But I don't know what happened. The news came out one year. This is probably after we've been here 5 years, so they were, and they had been doing it years prior to that. Thank you, Bella. That's very sweet. So the news came out and they were filming it, and then all of a sudden the town came and they're like, no, they're trying to walk through it and telling them you got to do this and you got to do that and they're making money, but they gave the money away. They never kept any of it. So it was kind of sad. So since that went away, we've never had it kind of, and then the kids grew up, nobody really came to our door. One of our neighbors up the street came to our door to tell us they were across the street watching a movie. They had somebody across the street. We don't know who they are. We're in a little cul-de-sac, but they're over across the street, and they were putting film. You know, Bam Bam, you have one. They had like a Halloween film on their garage though that was playing, and they came over to invite us over. But it was already 9 o'clock, and I get up at 4 o'clock, so I'm like, no. But Lewis went over there for a little bit, but we didn't have anybody. It was kind of sad. All right. So today is November 1st, Wednesday. I'm going to do the Garden of the Galaxies Volume 1 soundtrack. So we're going to have kind of a name that tune game that goes with it. It's going to be a little bit of the song that I'm going to play, but it's all done in instrumental. So hopefully we'll see who has a good ear and can figure out the song. And then I'll play the regular song for that. So that's later on in the show. So it is currently 32 and cloudy here in Denver and cold. It's windy. Expect sunny skies and a high of 59. Yes, our countdown to Christmas, you guys. 53 days, 16 hours, 9 minutes, and 15 seconds to go. Woohoo! There's your countdown for Christmas. Oh man, it's going to be here before you know it. So, for my family in Welland, Ontario, Canada, it is currently 31 and sunny. There will be mostly sunny skies and a high of 41. For Mr. BP, I'm at Nellwood City, Pennsylvania, 32, mostly sunny. Scattered light rain, BP. The snow showers are expected. And I think you're still under a freeze warning, too. You only get to a high of 41. I know. You told me to keep the snow, but it just kept moving. It just kept moving that way. For my friends in Arizona and Tucson, it's 59 and clear. Expect sunny skies, a high of 78. Man, 78, that's perfect weather. Phoenix, 61, mostly clear. Expect sunny skies and a high of 82. I'll take either one of those, 78 or 82. I'll take either one of those. Hey, spoon and cup. How are ya? And welcome back, Jimmy. And then for me, I go in Elkton, Maryland. It is 40 and sunny. 49, you're going to be sunny skies, but you're under a freeze warning too. From 11 p.m. till 10 a.m. Thursday, you're going to have sub-freezing temperatures. So see, it all came your way. Expect 11:25. Did anyone have a hoof for Halloween? No, I did not have a hoof for Halloween. I'm just talking about Halloween. Like, we didn't have anybody come to our house. So, yeah. There are no kids in the neighborhood, or teenagers for that matter. I'm good. Jimmy, how are you? I hope that you are well. You did? Did you have a lot of kids? Did you scare them? Did you trick or treat them? All right, so for those, okay, you guys, I have something new for you. And it's going to be on the Dean and Joe podcast.
Downtown at an office party, Christmas Eve, shaking everybody's hands so I could.
We, listen, pay attention. We are going to have an ugly sweater contest. Woohoo! And this gives you enough time to either buy one or get your glue guns out and your pom-poms and your yarn and make yourself an ugly Christmas sweater. I'll figure out where you can send the pictures to, but I'm thinking if we have them by December 11th, then I can announce the winner on Friday, December 15th. So, ugly sweater contest, y'all. So I hope you want to get, I have 70 kids. 70 kids last time? Most we had in 4 years. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. Has anybody seen Seabiscuit? Are you talking about the movie? Or a person that comes in here? All right, so ugly sweater contest, y'all. That'll be fun. We'll do that. I was involved in a lot of gingerbread house making, and I have to say I was the winner three times. So, but we're not going to do that. We're going to do ugly sweater contest. So that starts the Dean and Joe podcast ugly sweater contest. So get looking, you can make one too. Get your family involved. That'll be fun. So for all of you who are new to the show, I always have a word of encouragement because this world is so full of hate. I have the word of the day, the quote of the day, and a little bit about that word. So the word I have that we're going to speak about is trustworthy. And it on as honest or truthful. I'm the quote of the day. When you fully trust someone without any doubt, you kindly get one or two results. A person for life or a lesson for life. And I've learned from both of those. So what do you personally think is trustworthy? Trustworthiness is such an important quality to have in both personal and professional settings. It shows that you have strong moral values, and that you are someone who can be counted on. Be trustworthy and are reliable, dependable, and worthy of trust. Trustworthy people will do what they say they will do, and never hold them down. They are honest, dependable, and trusted completely. There's a huge importance in things I'm trying to trust you when you work by surrounding yourself with trust. It's a sign of integrity, having trust for the qualities so that you can be trusted and have strong moral values. You will have better relationships with other people if you know who to trust it. When there is no one that can depend on for help in a tough situation, it's always such a blessing to have someone in your life that can be trusted. And at times it can be difficult to spot trustworthy people. If you know qualities of a trustworthy person, it can be a little bit easier. Just pay attention to some of the qualities that they follow through with what they say. They can be trusted with personal information. Excuse me. They are trusted with their possessions. They're trustworthy in their relationships. They do not gossip. They keep their word. They never lie or do anything that isn't true. And they keep everything they say and do and value their record. I hope that this has given you some insight on how to better yourself and become a kind person others can trust. The world needs more people like you. So you got this. You can be trustworthy. I believe in you. I believe in you. Thank you. Beeping. Thank you. So now we'll get into the joke of the day. Aw, let's see. And these are corny, you guys. They're always corny. And I know you guys will repeat it. You will repeat it. All right. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom? All right, somebody's got to get this. Because the P is silent. Ha ha. Get it? Come on, guys. The P is silent. Pterodactyl, you know how it's spelled. I thought it was funny. All right, I was taking a drink of my coffee. Okay, and along to go with your corny joke of the day is your thought for you to ponder. Here's your thought for you to think about. How do you grow a seedless fruit? Who is my daddy and what does he do? Okay. How do you grow a seedless fruit? So there's your thought for you to ponder. Now in trending, you guys, have you heard, I know you've heard of white noise before. I've never used it. I guess it's supposed to help you sleep, right? White noise. But now there is a part of white noise that's called green noise. And green noise is what's trending right now, is green noise. Green noise is a variant of white noise that amplifies the frequency in the middle of the range of all sound frequencies that a human ear can hear. It is characterized by its balanced and consistent frequency spectrum and is often resemblant of natural sounds like rustling leaves or gentle waterfalls. All right, so I'm going to move this Alexa over here and I'm going to turn her up and I'm going to have her play us some green noise so we can hear what it sounds like. Alexa, play some green noise.
Green Noise by White Noise Therapy Group on Amazon Music.
That might not be good. It might make you guys all fall asleep. I don't think it. All right, Alexa, stop. That hurt my ear. I don't know. That doesn't sound like gentle waves crashing in the ocean. I think I would rather hear that than that, but who knows? You know, let's be nice. Thank you. Bam, bam. Appreciate it. Yeah, come on, Jimmy, let's be nice. So I don't know. You can try green noise, see how it affects you or not. So before I get into the Garden of the Galaxy, kind of, what did I call it? Name that tune, because I'm going to play a little bit of it instrumental and then the regular one. I wanted to ask you guys if, asking people if you had, could eat one food for the rest of your life and not get sick of it. If you were like stuck with just eating one thing for the rest of your life and never getting sick of it, what would it be? And, I don't know. I kind of have three: hamburgers, pizza, and French fries. I know none of them are good for you, but they're all, you know, balanced depending on, well, the fries, meh. But I mean, depending on what you put on the pizza, it can be all kinds of stuff. And depending on what you put on the burger, again, you can have lettuce and tomato and stuff. So that would be my three. What would you guys have? Put it in the chat so that you can, we can all see that. Let me look at this message real quick. Yes, BP, that would be awesome. Yes, Mike, he is. So we're going to get, so tell me after we deal with that, what would your foods be? Again, mine would be a burger, pizza, and fries. Because, yeah, they're yummy. So they deal with that. I hope you guys can put it in there. There was a death too. I hate to put this in there. If anybody knows who, and it kind of talks about alcoholism too. Tyler Christopher. And back in the day when I had nothing better to do, thanks guys. I would watch General Hospital. God, it's been 20 years now, but this guy was on General Hospital and he was an actor and he was on there forever. I guess fell and hit his head and then went into a coma. I didn't read the whole story, but this has happened to him, not falling and hitting his head, but going into, I don't know what they call, where you kind of all of a sudden your heart stops because of alcohol and you die, but they bring you back. They were talking, this happened three times and then this happened again and now he passed away. So that's just really sad to me. You need coffee? Me too. I used to watch General Hospital with my grandma. See, that's how I started. It was exactly like that, Bam Bam, with my grandma too. And that's exactly how I started watching it. But that, I don't know when he came on it. And I'm trying, Nicholas Cassadine, that was, if you remember the Cassadine family, that's who he was. And he had an alcohol problem. And he was so young. He was only 50 years old. So it just is so sad because it's so easy to turn to something when you're going through crap. You know what I mean? You might think that life is great and everything is good. And it's tough for people to deal with things. So it's good to have trustworthy people that you can talk to and get involved with. So welcome. Welcome. I'm sure he'll be back under another name, y'all. So we are going to start with the Garden of the Galaxy since we got in there. You're welcome. Oh, R. Kelly and Spoon and Cup. They're back. Hello. Good to see you. So Garden of the Galaxy, we have, there are different soundtracks from Garden of the Galaxy, depending on the year. The 2014 film has three soundtracks: the deluxe soundtrack with songs and scores, the awesome mix volume one, which is going to be played with songs from the 70s, and the digital score soundtrack. The songs are part of a storyline and the hero's reminder of home. The 2021 video game has a soundtrack with 80s licensed rock and pop tracks that play during the game and the huddle in the combat Matic, and then the songs can be listened to on Spotify. The soundtracks list the songs and the artists who perform them. With a total of 12 songs on this, so it's going to be double because I have the instrumental one to go with it. It says Gunn said the used songs from the 60s and 70s that were cultural references and points. The shortest track list of any soundtrack of Garland of the Galaxies trilogy is the first one. So, and that's the one that we are starting with. So, I hope that you, Mike, you're so crazy. No, I seriously doubt that that's him. Weirdo. You're so funny. I started to watch this movie, but I fell asleep. I guess because I don't know if it's because I ever don't get into the comic part of it, or if I was just tired, because I do love music and this, and the soundtrack is pretty awesome. Yeah. It's kind of crazy when people just come in here and they try to, sidetrack you, you know, from what you're doing. So thanks, guys. You know, it's like, whatever. All right, you guys ready? Here we go. All right, I'm going to play a little bit of this first song. It's going to be instrumental. Let's see if you can figure it out. Oh, he was trolling last night. It's kind of a good thing everyone now and then. Yeah, it just keeps me on my toes. I'm trying to be like, okay, he's not really bugging me, but he's throwing me off. You know what I mean? He's just distracting me from what I'm doing. Before, he would have made me cry. So at least I've grown that much. Means you're doing something right. Thanks, Mike. All right, guys, here's the first one. I'm going to play a little bit of it. It's going to be instrumental, and let's see if you can figure out the song. In 2014, this song was on Billboard's Top 20. It's a hard one. Oh, I hear it now. All right, guys. Anybody know what that is? Come on. A little bit more. All right. Well, that's not, let me see. You can even put it in there. I'm hooked on a feeling. Yes, 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 yes. That's it. Hooked on a feeling. That's it. That's the song. Hooked on a feeling. Okay. So it plays when the Guardians first enter. Oh, man. Since I the names of this, the KYLN, the whatever that is. It is a high security prison run by Nova Corps. Peter tries to interfere when he sees a prison guard using his beloved Walkman, claiming that Hooked on a Feeling belongs to him. The guards taser for stepping out of line, and the song continues to play as the Guardians suit up in their prison uniforms. The song also plays on the Garden of the Galaxy trailers. So here is Blue Suede with Hooked on a Feeling. Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka. How is Blue Suede hooked on a feeling? All right, guys, we're going to get on to the next one. Let's see if you can figure it out. Should I give you? Let's see. We'll just play it. It's kind of hard. Oh, that's the part I know. So that song is Go All the Way by the Raspberries, and it plays when Peter boards the Milano and escapes Morag after stealing the orb with his lover, Berit, in tow. This scene is the first look at how beloved Peter's Walkman truly is to him when it's getting a special place on the Milano. So here is the song with the words, Go All the Way. The Raspberries. See, that's so different.
Tonight.
Thank you, Bam Bam. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, BP. Y'all are the best. All right, so that's the raspberries. Go all the way. A lot more rocking than the piano version. All right, let's see if you can figure out this next one.
Yep, okay, there it is. Here we go. Here's the next song.
I don't know who can listen to this whole. Yes, Bam Bam! Yay! Oh, BP's right next, Ned. I don't know who can listen to this whole instrumental one. It would be way too much. Let's see. All right, so Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum. It doesn't appear in the actual Garden of the Galaxy films, but it is the main song of the second trailer released by Marvel. The Gardens film were some of the first in MCU to pair hardcore intense action with lighthearted pop soundtrack. So here is Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky. About Chris Pratt. Apparently he stole his Star-Lord costume from the set for the sole purpose of having it available so he could show up in costume to visit sick children in the hospital who might want to meet Star-Lord. Hi, Forky! We're going to move on to the next instrumental song and see if you can, guys can figure out what the song is I'm going to play. All right, Tom, here it is. I would never get the name of this song, ever. I would never figure it out. I've never heard of the name of this song before. But it plays when the Guardians first approach the planet of nowhere, and this song is directly in it. Oh, I can't say. I can't say anymore, because it'll tell you who it is. All right, so that was Moon Age Daydream. Of course, the piano version of it. The one that we're going to play is by David Bowie. So the song directly introduces Bowie's character of Ziggy Stardust, an alien rock star from the first time. Gosh, I got to watch this when I'm not tired so I don't fall asleep. It is the only fitting that the song played over the Guardian's discovery of an unknown space planet. So here is the real version, Moon Age Daydream. Oh, no, wait, stop. That's the piano one. We don't want that one.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and roll and bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just smoking like a big monkey bird. And I'm about to have a brain for the world.
I have to say, I never heard this song before of David Bowie. Welcome, Yves LeBa. Hi, Gideon. Good to see you. David Bowie and the Spiders from Mars. I like him. I just never heard this one. So I would have never gotten that right. That's Moon Age Daydream by David Bowie, and that was in 1971. All right, let's see if you guys can figure out this next song that I'm going to play. Here's the instrumental one. That's where you can get it. Fool around and fail in love. Good job, EP. And we're going to play it by Elvin Bishop. And let's see when that played. It played when Peter and Gamora, is that how you say her name? Gamora? Share their first intimate moment. Though intrigued by his Walkman, Gamora claims that she doesn't dance. Peter then puts his headphones on her and the two slow dance to Elvin Bishop's song. It is a romantic moment until Gamora pulls out her knife on Peter and wants to stab him in the heart. No, I don't know if she did that, but she did pull out a knife. But it sets up one of the MCU's most beloved yet tragic romances. Here is Fooled Around and Fell in Love. Elvin Bishop. All right, EP, we're gonna play it.
has to be through about a million girls.
Keeps coming back in a different name, and when I say hello, it tells me the message can't go through. It must be because there it was blocked, right? That's the only thing I can think of. It's weird. Ah, little troll. Yeah. It's Joss. I was like, I was just gonna say, is that you, Bam Bam? Elvin Bishop fooled around and fell in love. All right, I played that whole thing for you. Do you know how Mandos there was? What? Wait. All right, here's the next song. Let's see if you can figure it out while I try to figure that out. This is kind of hard at first. Oh, no, I don't. I thought Dose was just, oh, Dose, three? Is there three? Uno, dos, no, two. Uno, dos. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, two. Two? Oh, so there was three? I got it right the first time. I'm not love. I'm not love.
I got to stop playing. Okay. I'm not love. 10cc. Oh my God, I used to love this song. So this song, I still do, but 10cc back in the day, plays at a very first introduction of Peter at the start of the Garden of Galaxies. A young Peter listens to the song as he waits outside his mother's hospital room, preparing himself for the inevitable that she's going to lose her battle with cancer. His brief moment of reprise is interrupted as his grandpa takes his headphones off, telling him that his mother wants to speak to him. So here's the real one. I'm Not in Love by 10cc. Oh, that's funny. He was always kind of nice to me. I think it was the real one.
So don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because Caps calls me up, don't get me wrong, I do think you got it made, Caps. I'm gonna love, no, no. It's because I'd like to see you. But then again, the doubts you mean, that means that much to me.
I know.
Don't make a fuss. Don't tell your friends about the two of us.
They are out this morning.
It's
big boys don't cry. That is I'm Not in Love by 10cc. All right, guys, here's the next one. Let's play it and see if you can figure it out. Charlie Brown. It was. See, they just keep coming back for more. They can't get enough of sugar. They just got to keep coming back. It's all right. I thought you guys would so get this one. See, here we go. Thanks. Appreciate you, Mr. Underpants. Thanks so much. The Jackson 5. I want you back. All right. So, God, it's like, what? All right. Whatever. Just, well. So, I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. It plays during the outro of Garden of the Galaxies as the group leaves Xadar. as after saving the planet and taking the Power Stone from Ronan. It is their first real accomplishment as the team. And the song is a joyful conclusion to their journey, leaving with a rebuilt ship and a sapling of Groot. The regrown baby Groot then dances to the song when Drax isn't looking. So here is the Jackson 5. I want you back. Thanks, Mike. I like the young Michael Jackson. I want you back, the Jackson 5. All right, guys. We have some more songs for you to try to figure out. Here's the next song that was played in the movie, but the piano version. Let's see if you can figure it out. No, I'm not. BP, you're so good. Come and get your love. Yes. That is it. I was wondering if someone was going to get it. So this plays in the opening credits of Guardians of the Galaxy. While on his way to steal the orb from Morg, Peter jams out to this song on his Walkman. It is in just one scene, this song helped to convey Peter's fun-loving, light-hearted character perfectly. So here's the real song, Come and Get Your Love. Wait, real bone. Red bone. Not real bone. Red bone. Oh, girl. Oh, I like this one too. Hey, what's the matter with your hand? That happens to me all the time, Bam Bam. You know that. What's on Dina's mind? Like that one song. Oh, crap. You sent it to me. Now I got to look at our messages. Was it the sweet or... Damn. What was it?
Come and get your love.
The darkness. That was it. Last week, yeah, when I couldn't, I was playing something, and I'm like, gosh, that sounds like, and I couldn't remember, and I'm like, it's a skinny guy with long hair, and he's all crazy, and it's a parody. Yeah, it was this guy. Oh my gosh, and this video is, you have to see this video. It's just, now I'm totally off track, but it's great. The darkness, a thing called love. You have to watch this video. Yeah, that part. Touching me. That was what, I don't remember what it was, but I was laughing so hard. And Bam Bam figured it out right after the show. He sent it to me and he's like, oh, and I'm like, that's the one. So yeah, you guys get it. All right. So we'll finish this, a little bit of this. Come on. Come and get your love. Come and get your love. Come and get your love. All right, come and get your love, Redbone. We're going to see if you guys can figure out this next line. Let's see. Now this is filling a couple of my playlists very last month or two. Well, 2 months or so. All right. Well, that is Cherry Bomb. It's not the Runaways, but I'm going to play the one by the Runaways. This is playing in the montage of the Guardians preparing to take on Ronan, knowing that obtaining the Power Stone could be a death wish. They all decide to go for it as a team. The Runaway song is successful in building up the hype throughout the montage, complete with a slow-mo shot of the Guardians walking down a hallway with full confidence in themselves. So here is Cherry Bomb by the Runaways. Thank you, Bam Bam. Thank you. Beep, beep. I love this song. Made me want to put on leather and shake my head. Cherry Bomb! World, I'm your wild girl. Cherry Bomb!
Oh, that sings us too. Come on, baby, let me get to you. Bad nuts, causing teenage blues.
Get down, ladies, you got nothing to lose.
Daddy, hello, mom.
Cherry pop! Hello, world, and a wild girl. Cherry pop!
Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom. Yes. Cherry Bomb! Cherry Bomb!
That is The Runaways with Cherry Bomb. All right, guys, here's the next one, piano version. Let's see if you can get it. I don't remember if this was really hard or not. No, this one's easy. Because it almost sounds like the same song. Oh, come on. I was going to say, if you can't get Escape, you can get the Pina Colada song. Yes, Escape, Pina Colada. That. Oh, stop. Goodness gracious. I'm going to play the one by Rupert Holmes. But this plays when the Guardians make their prison break. After knowing that their plan worked, Peter's priority is, of course, retrieving his Walkman back from the prison guard, who is listening to Rupert Holmes' song. The song then fittingly plays as Peter escapes, flying back to the ship to rejoin the Guardians. So here is Escape, the Pina Colada song, Rupert Holmes. Oh, no. Here we go. And there's just a little bit more drums in this one. The words of this song is terrible. Of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. It's such a happy song for a cheating song. In the dunes of the cave, I'm the lover you look for. Write to me and escape. Who doesn't know this song? I know that sounds kind of mean. Me and my old lady falling into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like being a colada, getting caught in the rain. That is Rupert Holmes, Escape. The Pina Colada song.
So I waited with
All right. So, he has another song called Hymn. I probably would know it if I played it. Here is the next song. Let's see if you can figure it. Oh, let's play the piano one. Oh, Geraldine, welcome. Let's see if I can say hi to you. All right, so this is Ooh Ooh Child. I'm going to play it by the Five Steps, but that's the piano version of Ooh Ooh Child. Oh my goodness. All right, so this song plays in one of the most well-known Guardians of the Galaxy scenes. In an attempt to confuse and distract Ronan in their standoff, Peter starts dancing to Ooh Ooh Child. It is successful as Ronan is completely baffled and the Guardians manage to get a hit on him. So here is the Five Steps, Ooh Ooh Child.
Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we're going together and we'll get it all done. Someday, we'll get it much brighter. Someday, yeah, walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Oh, child, things will be brighter. Someday, we'll put it together and we'll get it all done. Someday, walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
Thank you, Bam Bam. Song. I'm so sorry you had to hear me singing through it. Ooh, child, the Five Stair Steps. Sung that version of it. All right, so the next, and this is the last one I have. Here's the piano version. Let's see if you can figure it out. There it is, guys. Motown. Ain't no mountain high enough. And it's going to start over again, darn it. Ain't no mountain high enough. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. This song plays in the Guardians of the Galaxy's ending sequence. Peter finally has the courage to open a gift from his mother that he stowed away on the ship. The gift includes a letter with Meredith Quill's last words to her son, calling him her little Star-Lord. The main gift is a new cassette tape titled Awesome Mix Volume 2, with the first song playing, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. So here it is. So I guess we'll just continue next week with Volume 2.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
You need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry,
oh baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough.
The soundtrack, the Awesome Mix Volume 1 reached number one on the U.S. Billboard 200 chart, the first movie soundtrack ever to do so without an original music. It was also nominated for the 2015 Grammy Award for Best Soundtrack. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, 1967 is when that came out. All right, that was fun. I hope it was fun for you guys. Let's see, I'm going to play this song that BP sent me by Rupert Holmes. I think it's the Hymn song. I got confused because there's actually a group called Hymn. So I wanted to see. So let me look and see. There it is.
Left those smokes behind. She'll say, oh. just a friend. And I'll say, oh, I'm not blind to him. Him, him, what is she gonna do about him?
Oh, I know that part.
She's gonna have to do without
him. The chorus, right? The chorus sounds familiar. I guess he does like cheating songs, huh? Nobody gets it for free. What? He licks like he the picture of his dreamy eyes, like looking at you like, oh, yeah. Does the cheating songs for sure. That's funny. Rupert Holmes with him. Him, and his cigarettes. I guess he left his cigarettes behind. That's funny because you don't really hear too many songs with cigarettes, singing about cigarettes anymore. It was big back in the day. All right. Anybody else have a song request before I, because I still have some time. If anybody else wants me to play something, I can play something for you. If not, then we'll just go. But yeah, this is weird. I remember back in the day when the trolls would come in to the old podcast and do that kind of crap all the time. And it would upset me so badly. It would like so hurt my feelings. And thank God I've grown. It doesn't hurt my feelings. I just was like, okay, it just throws me off a little bit. You know what I mean? It just throws me off. All right, let me look that up. Chimes. It keeps bringing up the movie. Waylon.
After a car accident, insurance companies.
Oh, he'll come on in a minute.
Against you to protect their own.
Oh, this is a good one. I remember you. This is a good one.
Watching MTV, Reese's Pieces, and E.T., Billie Jean on the radio. Friday nights at the arcade, playing all my favorite games. And take me back to good old days, when all we ever did was dream big and just be kids. Super Mario, G.I. Joe.
That's for sure.
I never want to let it go. Pack all my friends in the DeLorean. Go back in time and on a journey again, like Indiana Jones. I never want to let it go.
Oh, did I miss you, Bam Bam? I thought, oh, there you are.
We were
living
on a prayer, spin the bottle, truth or dare, racing my friends in that old Trans Am. John Candy still had time, River Phoenix in his prime. What a time to live, busy being kids, wonder years of our lives, Jordan for the win. And the Tigers took the pin. Parachute pants, Reeboks, and Skiro. I never want to let it go. I never want to let it go. Pack all my friends in the DeLorean. Go back in time and on a journey again, like Indiana Jones. I never want to let it go. I never want to let it go. Oh, no, no. I'm an 80s kid at heart. It made us who we are. These old records and cassette tapes make my day. When I need to hit rewind, listen line by line, I sit down and drop the needle and push play every day.
Saturday mornings with the Smurfs, Sunday singing in the church, renting movies from Blockbuster Video. We would go outside to play instead of texting to say hey, and never thought we'd have it any other way. I never wanna let it go. I never wanna let it go. Pack all my friends in the DeLorean, go back in time and all journey again, like Indiana Jones. I never wanna let it go. I never wanna let it go.
That's a great song. It really is. When you're an 80s kid, you remember all of that. That's Waylon, the band, the official Indiana Jones. Thanks, BP. I remember you sent that before. It's really good. Hi, Bam Bam.
Good morning, Pebbles.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hanging in there? Yeah.
Yeah, no, that troll dude started on... apparently a couple other shows last night, and I never go on Podbean except for this show, you know that.
Yeah.
Last night I was handing out candy and I seen Caps' show popped up, Halloween tunes, so I popped on the Caps show, right, just to listen to some tunes, shoot the trees a little bit, you know. And the troll shows up there after trolling a bunch of other shows, and me and Caps just basically chewed him up and spit him out.
Oh, it's the same guy, he had the same name and everything.
Yeah. Well, he had the same profile picture, Jimmy Savile, but he kept changing his name and stuff. And then he actually at one point tried to call in and was trying to talk in a fake British accent, trying to pretend he was somebody else and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of funny that he showed up over here today. But
yeah, he tried calling in too, and I didn't answer. I don't know him. I don't answer it. I'm like, no.
Well, I do believe his account is banned now and stuff too, because I just did a couple little things. So, when you're going to be a troll, if anybody's listening to this show and wants to be a troll, you got to get at least 25 emails. Okay. Seriously, you need it.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, let's talk about that later. I have no idea how to be a troll. I'm just a nice person and be nice to everybody.
I'm super nice too. You know that. Everybody knows that. Everybody seems to like the Tuttles except for people who really don't. And
for sure.
You know, those people that don't like Tuttles, there's usually a reason for it.
Because there's a reason why.
Hurt one of my friend's feelings or done something really stupid. So
yeah.
Me, Caps, and Dose originally came up with this idea of being the Killer Bees, and we were all going to have multiple accounts all with just bee photos and B1, B2 and stuff, but then we were like, Dose is already a pretty well-known name, so let's just Dose him. So we had Dose, the original Dose, who I've actually spoken with and stuff in real life and stuff. He's a super great guy. I won't ever say what his real name is.
No, he has always been nice to me when I came. He's always been nice to me, but especially nice to me when I started this podcast. He's always been nice to me.
And then Caps was a Dose, and I was a Dose. And then Elgato wanted to be a Dose, but we were ribbing him pretty badly, so he told him he wasn't allowed to be a Dose. He made his own Dose account as well. But Dose's type of trolling is just, it's usually intelligent, and, you know, it's just, it's funny stuff. Caps was Dose that would just like chew people up. I was just a Dose who would just, you know, make Dose's presence be aware in a lot of different shows. I'd pop in and out as Doses and stuff like that. And a lot of times I wouldn't even actually say anything.
Yeah.
And you could tell when Elgato was being Dose just because Elgato's sense of humor comes through no matter what account he's under. You could always just tell from his mannerisms.
Everybody's like, it's Elgato.
It's Elgato.
It's Gato. Never mind.
But yeah. So I just used it like as a tool for messing with people's shows who've hurt people's friends of mine's feelings and just being assholes.
Yeah.
Is basically it.
Yeah, like I'm a slut. Mm. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But 2 years ago, Dina Jo, that probably would have made you cry.
It would have made me cry. You know me too well. It absolutely would have made me cry. I would have stopped the show. Totally wouldn't have been able to complete the show at all. I wouldn't have been able to complete it. It would have totally broken my soul. And now it's just like, all right, okay.
Well, I do my best to give people clotheslines when they come in here and mess with the show. So,
yeah, thank you. I appreciate you guys. I have my little bodyguards out there, and I appreciate you guys so much. But yeah, it's good. I mean, it is good because you've seen I've grown, like you said. So what, you know, sometimes when you just give it back to them, they'll move on to somebody else. When they know that I'm not going to cry over it, I'm not going to, you know, be upset.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, you know. But it's funny, too, because there's a lot of people who are longtime Podbean users who actually, when they first came in, started off as, like, trolls and stuff. And then they realize, wait a minute, there's some pretty cool people here. Why am I being an asshole? Like, it's like, and then they, you know, get with the program and then, you know, they're super cool and stuff, right? Like, Caps was, like, the biggest troll 4 years ago.
And I know.
He was just a straight up jerk. And
yeah, he was.
I was never afraid to call him on it. That's why, you know, me and him chat nowadays, and I'll still bust his chops about being a jerk sometimes.
Yeah. 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 I know.
So, anyways, great show. Loved all those tunes.
Thank you. I know they were good.
A couple of them I knew, but I was just like, you know, running around trying to do something for a kid. I couldn't type in. And then the one I almost had typed in, and then BP sent in the answer.
Beat you to it. Yeah.
But I couldn't message it at that time.
Yeah. Oh, you were saying it. Come on, daddy. Come on, mom. Or whatever. Mom. Yeah. Cherry bomb. Thank you, thank you, BP. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Bam Bam. I appreciate you so much.
Have a wonderful day, Dina Joe. Thank you very much for allowing me to call in and just ramble for
a few minutes.
I'm finally able to talk again since Thursday of last week.
Good.
I don't look like I had a stroke anymore, thankfully.
Aw, thank goodness. We gotta get that fixed, though, dude.
Yeah, it'll be better once I get them pulled out.
Yeah.
Cause like,
yeah, and it's dangerous too. Oh, I don't want to get on your case, but it is dangerous when you have something in your mouth and going on and you don't get it fixed, it can go to your brain. And I don't want that to happen.
Well, my wife's mother had knee surgery and got an infection.
Yeah.
It went into her brain 2 days and she was gone.
See?
And your mouth is like 3 inches right from your brain.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm fully aware of that. And as soon as I started seeing swelling, I found a prescription.
Yeah.
And went and started taking antibiotics, and the swelling kind of went right down. But there is pain, but I still got, like, you know, a hole in my tooth. So, of course, it's still going to hurt, right?
Right.
But it's just trick-or-treating last night for about an hour and a half. And then in the cold, it's just throbbing. Like, it's almost like an arthritis pain.
Yeah. And plus you were laughing and giggling because your kids are having fun and you're smiling and all that movement in your mouth. It's got to hurt.
Oh, for
thank
sure.
you, BP. I appreciate that. My wall of administrators ready to knock them out. Bam, bam, bam. One team punch.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys.
Okie dokie. Have a great day. Drive safe.
I know, I will. I swear, every single time I tell Lewis, it freaks me out because it's so bad out here, the driving. I must be everywhere too, but almost every single day, if there's an accident around me or somebody almost hits me, what scares me is half these people don't have insurance, and then what are you going to do? You know what I mean? If somebody hits you, it's just scary. So it just kind of gets me nervous. So thank you. All right, I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. And thank you for Q for being here too. I appreciate you so much. So if nobody's told you guys, you are loved and appreciated. Have a great day. And I will see you on, it's already on Friday. What day will that be? November 3rd. Golly, November 3rd. All right, guys. Love you. Bye. Be safe out there. Talk to you later. Bye.